Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Oh, Three Musketeers.
What happened to your Kennedy coloring book?
This isn't mine. It's Beaver's library book. You got it to make a book report, and it's 3 days overdue.
Well, I guess when he finished the report, he forgot to take it back.
Hey, Dad, will you throw me a few?
Just a minute. You have a library book here that's overdue.
Oh, yeah, the Three Musketeers.
I want you to take it back to the library right away.
Oh, gee, Dad, I can't. I got to read it and write a book report.
Well, when's the book report due?
Monday.
Beaver, that's the day after tomorrow. You've had this book for over 2 weeks.
Beaver, haven't you read any of it?
Well, yeah, I read the whole first chapter. But it was so long ago, I don't remember it.
Yes, well, you just put that ball and glove away and get started on it right now.
But gee, Dad, well, it's a thick book. It'll take me at least 2 whole days to read it.
Well, you should have thought of that 2 weeks ago.
I did. I guess that's why I didn't read it.
Well, why did you pick such a thick book?
Because I got to the library last, and all the thin ones were taken.
Upstairs.
Yes, sir. Gilbert, I just want to tell you I can't come over to your house for dinner tonight.
Gee, you gotta. Because my mom's going to send out for Chinese food because she had a hard day washing curtains.
Yo, I'm sorry, but I got to stay home and write a book report in the Three Musketeers.
Gee, that means no extra shrimp.
What?
When you get 4 orders of Chinese food to take out, they give you extra shrimp.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Gilbert. Hey, save me a fortune cookie if you can.
Beaver, you're not going to get your book read looking at the paper.
Gee, Dad, can a guy even keep up on Mary Worth?
Beaver, the Three Musketeers.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if he has to read the book.
I know, I didn't say anything.
Oh, no, but you gave me that poor little fellow look.
No, I'm with you.
I'm glad to hear it. Father can use all the support he can get these days.
Boy, what a dumb book.
A dumb book? Beaver, the Three Musketeers is a great book. How many pages have you read?
I read the whole first chapter twice, and I still don't know what's going on.
Well, wait till you get into it. There's all kinds of fighting and blood and everything.
Yeah. The library books are no good for book reports.
What do you mean?
Well, on store-bought books, they have covers. And on the cover, it tells what the story is all about.
Listen, Beaver, that way you're only kidding yourself. If you don't read the whole book, you don't get anything out of the whole assignment. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I know. But that doesn't help when you're missing a free Chinese dinner.
I'll get it. Oh, it's you, Gilbert. If you want to see Beaver, you can't. He's busy.
You're not his parents.
Yes, Gilbert?
Can I see Beaver for a second, Mrs. Cleaver? I won't stay long.
Well, all right, but be sure you don't, because Beaver has a big assignment to get out this weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
Gilbert, did you finish your book report?
Yeah, I had to do one on the Prince and the Pauper. I finished it yesterday.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, my parents jumped on me early about it. But boy, Bea, do I have good news for you. Tomorrow night, the Three Musketeers movie's gonna be on TV.
So what?
So all you gotta do is look at it and then write your book report from that.
Yeah.
It's not often that a guy gets to do his schoolwork and watch a neat movie at the same time.
Gee, Gilbert, I don't know if I should do that or not.
Look, Beaver, you have to have that book report in by Monday, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you'll never be able to finish reading it by that time.
Gee, I don't know.
Look, Beaver, if it'll make you feel any better, you can always read the book later.
No. I'm gonna read it now. You'd have to stay up all night.
Okay, Beaver. But in case you change your mind, the movie's on at 8 o'clock tomorrow night on channel...
Gilbert, don't tell me.
How come? Your conscience bothering you?
Yeah. And on top of that, my parents are gonna be home tomorrow night anyway. So early.
Your father and I are going to the movies.
Well, who's going to watch me?
Well, Beaver, at your age, why should anyone have to watch you?
Well, I don't know. You get watched at school, and you get watched at home. Well, a kid feels funny if nobody's watching him.
Well, Beaver, if you're worried about being alone, Wally will be here.
Oh, gee, no, I won't, Mom. I'm going over to Julie Foster's house for dinner.
Wally, how could you possibly eat another dinner over there?
Well, it's okay, Dad. It's not for another hour yet. But anyway, when you're eating over at a girl's house, you don't want to look like a hog in front of her parents. Say, Pete, would you pass the potatoes, please?
Then I'll really be home alone, huh?
Oh, no, you won't, Beaver. You'll have the Three Musketeers for company.
How are you doing with your book?
Well, I was doing pretty good. But now the Musketeers are meeting girls, and that's kind of slowed me down.
Well, you know, Beaver, that book report's due tomorrow. If you don't have it ready, you're going to have to face Mrs. Rayburn.
Yeah, Beav. Miss Close to the end of the year is no time to start goofing up assignments. Well, you might not even graduate.
Oh, they gotta let me graduate. Already paid my deposit, my cap and gown. Come on in, Gilbert.
Hey, B, what would you do if it really was Frankenstein?
I'd pull the corks out of his neck and let all the air out of him. What's about being such a wise guy? What are you doing here anyway?
Well, didn't have anything else to do, so I thought I'd come over here and annoy you until your parents made me go home.
Well, you're out of luck. My parents went to the movies. I'm all by myself.
You still trying to read The Three Musketeers?
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to get through it or not.
What are you wasting your time reading for? It's on already.
What's on?
The Three Musketeers movie. See? Right there.
Don Ameche and the Ritz Brothers. Who's Don Ameche?
Oh, he's that happy fella on TV that's always in those sad movies.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him. Who are the Ritz Brothers?
They're the guys that are playing The Three Musketeers. Now, go ahead, turn it on.
Gee, I don't know if I should.
Look, I'm your guest, and I want to see The Three Musketeers.
Yeah. Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt just to see what they look like.
And while you're seeing what they look like, it won't hurt to have a pad and pencil ready either.
Yeah.
Look, they're having a big fight in a hotel.
Yeah. I don't remember this in the book.
You probably haven't gotten there yet. Hey, look at them hit those soldiers with the pots and the pans.
Boy, I didn't know the Three Musketeers were such kooky-looking guys.
Wow, look at them swing from that chandelier.
Well, if I didn't know it was this funny, I would have read the book 2 weeks ago. Boy, Gilbert, that's the funniest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, the way those guys are throwing those chickens around and hitting each other with pies.
Yeah, and all those neat songs.
Hey, you get it all down?
Yeah. But do you think I'd put down the words to any of those songs?
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. Just mentioning the Three Musketeers did a lot of singing, that's all. Hey, Beef, aren't you glad I brought this up? You're gonna have the neatest book report in the whole class.
Say, Dad, can I see the sports section?
Yeah. There you go.
Thanks. Hey, the Dodgers beat the Giants again. With two out in the ninth, Wills bunted, stole second, then Howard...
Hey, hold it. I'll be reading it later. Don't spoil the plot for me.
Okay, Dad.
Where's Beaver?
He had breakfast early, then went back upstairs to finish his book report.
You ought to see him, Dad. He's up there writing like mad. He's got a bunch of notes he's writing his report from.
Well, good for him.
Now, there's one thing I just don't understand, though. Every once in a while he's writing, he breaks out laughing. I don't remember any funny stuff in the Three Musketeers.
Well, neither do I.
Well, maybe he's just happy because he's finally getting it written. Oh, hey, Beaver, if you're ready to leave, I'll drop you off at school.
How much are you going to charge me?
Wally, now, don't tell me you charge your brother to take him to school.
No, I don't, Mom.
The other day, I just wanted to drive me over to Allen's, and he made me chip in 15 cents for gas.
Beaver, that was because when we got over to Allen's, he was over at Mike's. And when we got over there, we found out that they were all over at Gilbert's. Must have driven you 10 miles just to get you two blocks.
Beaver, do you have your book report?
Yeah, I've got it worked out real neat. You want to hear it?
Beaver, I haven't got time.
Okay.
Just a minute. Beaver, did you learn your lesson this weekend?
Well, gee, Dad, I didn't have to learn anything. All I had to do was write.
No, Beaver, what I'm talking about is this business of putting things off till the very last minute.
Yeah, Dad. I learned it's no good to put stuff off. Because you're going to have to do it anyway. So you might as well do it and get it over with.
Well, son, if you really learned that, then I'd say this was a very worthwhile weekend.
Yeah, it was so worthwhile. I don't ever want to go through it again.
Theodore, may we have your book report, please?
The Three Musketeers by Alexandre Dumas, a Frenchman. The story starts in Paris when D'Artagnan, well, he's the hero, well, meets these other fellows, and after a while they all start singing up and down the streets. Then they all go into this hotel where the three funny guys.
Three funny guys?
Well, yes, ma'am, the Three Musketeers. They were very funny. They all started plucking chickens and throwing the feathers all over the place.
Just a moment, Theodore. Did I understand you to say they were plucking chickens?
Yes, ma'am. And then in the end, they ended up throwing the chickens and the feathers and everything in the soup.
Proceed.
Then a whole bunch of policemen showed up, and there was a big fight.
What kind of a fight, Theodore?
Oh, it was really neat. And when this D'Artagnan was getting the worst of it, these funny guys started bouncing pots and pans off the policemen's heads.
Theodore, this is a report on the Three Musketeers, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
By Alexandre Dumas.
Yes, ma'am.
Continue.
Well, now the Musketeers find out that Lord Buckingham is plotting against the country. So the Musketeers take after the Lord on horseback and chase him across the country. But just as they're about to catch him, they come to a windmill, and it knocks the Three Musketeers off their horses. And then they grab onto the windmill, and Lord Buckingham turns it up real fast, and they go spinning around and around. And finally they go flying off, and they fly over a barn and into a haystack. And then...
Theodore.
Well, I still got more written down.
Theodore, that will do. I'd like to have you remain after class.
Yes, ma'am. Gilbert, do you think when they made the movie, they could have changed the story a little bit?
Sure sounds like it. Boy, Beaver, the next time you write a book report, you better play it safe and get it out of a comic book.
Mrs. Rayburn, you said you wanted to see me after class?
Theodore, about the book report you gave today, you didn't read the book, did you?
No, ma'am.
Because if you had, you'd have realized that some of the incidents you described didn't occur in the book at all.
I guess not.
You saw a television performance of Three Musketeers. I believe it was on between 8 and 9:30 last evening.
Gee, Mrs. Rayburn, you're a teacher. How do you know what goes on television?
Because I'm a teacher, Theodore. There are a lot of things I have to know that go on. Especially in the minds of boys and girls your age. For example, I know that boys and girls write book reports from the jackets of novels, from movies they've seen, from comic books.
No fooling, Mrs. Rayburn? I guess that's why guys get caught so much.
Oh, once in a while, a student gets by with cheating. But they're not cheating us. They're just cheating themselves.
Yeah, I know that, Mrs. Rayburn. And my brother even told me. But I just kept putting off reading the book. Well, all of a sudden, I got stuck.
Well, did you ever think of coming to me and just telling me that you hadn't read the book?
You would have gotten mad.
I might have been angry. But I wouldn't be ashamed of you as I am now.
Gee, Mrs. Rayburn, you make me feel about 6 years old.
Theodore, you have a fine record in this school. The teachers like you. They respect you. Now, a good name is something you don't just toss away for a book report.
I know that, Mrs. Rayburn. But it's a lot harder reading a book than it is watching a movie.
That's right, Beaver. And that's why when you do read a book, you get so much more out of it. I'm going to ask you to take a note to your father. You're not going to lose it on the way home, are you?
No, ma'am. I haven't tried that since the third grade.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Wally.
What are these things?
Shasta daisies. I thought I'd put a little border along the walk out back.
Gee, wouldn't bricks be better? You don't have to water them or spray them or anything.
Can't put them in the vase in the living room, either.
You got a point there. Hey, where's Beaver?
Well, when he came home from school, he went right up to his room.
Uh-oh, he must have really goofed something up this time.
Why do you say that?
Well, gee, if a guy stays in his room on a day like this, he's either feeling sorry for himself or hiding.
Wally, how can you be so sure?
Look, Mom, I've lived in the same room with Beaver for almost 13 years now. You know, like in those prison pictures. The guy always knows more about his cellmate than the warden does.
Ward, did you ever look on your parents as wardens?
No, I was too scared of them to think such a thing.
All right, Beaver. What did you goof up this time?
My book report.
Yeah, I figured that was it. What did you do, copy it from somebody else?
Oh, no. This is fancier trouble than that.
You wrote it from a comic book?
No. I wrote it from the Three Musketeers movie on television.
Well, yeah, I saw that advertised in the paper. But, Beaver, that Three Musketeers isn't the same Three Musketeers as the book.
Yeah. I didn't know that then, but I sure know it now.
A note from your teacher, huh?
Yep. It's for Dad. Sometimes Mrs. Rayburn gives you a lecture. Sometimes she gives you a note. She gave me both.
Look, Beaver, why don't you play it smart for once?
How could I do that?
Well, instead of just coming right out and showing Dad the note now, why don't you wait till supper time and then get him talking about some of the goofy stuff that he used to do when he was a kid? And then when you show him what you did, it won't seem so bad.
Hey, that's a neat idea.
Yeah, but wait till he's eating his dessert. I think that'll be the best time.
Well, so we played hooky that day. And, of course, Miss Hall, the town busybody, had to see us fishing. Well, we knew she'd squeal on us, so we all got back to school as fast as we could, walked into the principal's office, and I was the spokesman. I said, Mr. Hathaway, we're late. And then I looked up at the clock on the wall and saw that school had been over for half an hour.
Hey, that's pretty good, Dad. And you know, one of those funny things happened to me today.
What was that, Beaver?
I wrote my book report from a movie and got caught.
You did what?
Boy, well, you and your bright ideas.
I'm sorry, Beav. I didn't know he was going to get that mad.
How come him playing hooky was funny? What I did made him mad.
Well, I don't know. I guess stuff that happened years ago is always funnier than stuff that happens now.
Maybe I should have waited a couple years to tell him.
What was in the note?
Mrs. Rayburn said I'd write 2 extra book reports in the next 3 weeks.
Oh. Hey, what are you going to read anyway?
I'll tell you one thing. Tomorrow I'm going to go to the library and ask them for 2 books that they never made movies out of.
What kept you at the office?
Well, nothing important, just making a living. Beaver get those books?
Oh, yes, on the way home from school. He's upstairs reading now.
Good. How about Wally?
He's at the Haskells.
Oh.
The motor fell out of Eddie's car. Ford, how'd the motor fall out of a car?
Well, ordinarily it couldn't. But I think it's something Eddie could manage.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Wally, what happened to you?
Oh, gee, Mom, I guess I must have got a little dirty helping Eddie put his motor back.
Oh, well, Wally, you go on out in the garage and get that grease off before you come in the house.
Okay, Mom.
Wally, how could the motor fall out of Eddie's car?
Well, it didn't exactly fall out. Eddie ripped it out driving over a tree stump.
A tree stump?
Yeah. He was practicing racing starts at Willoughby's Meadow.
Hi, Beaver.
If you came up to yell at me, I'm already reading.
I know that, Beaver. I didn't come up to yell at you. But, son, don't pull anything like that again, huh? It's not good for you, and it upsets us all.
Don't worry, Dad, I won't. I think I've really learned my lesson this time.
Oh? What do you mean?
Well, I didn't even try to blame Gilbert for talking me into writing my book report from the movie.
Well, that is a big advance. To know enough to just blame yourself when you make a mistake.
Yeah. You know, Dad, reading's not so bad when you get used to it.
That's right, Beaver. And as you go through life, you'll find that you can learn just about everything from reading. History, science, all the great thoughts anyone ever had.
Yeah, that's right, Dad. And you know something? If you couldn't read, you couldn't look up what was on television either.
Next, the longest-running drama in the history of television, the legendary Gunsmoke, right here on TV Land.